Now, every week, in a joint attempt to help people become more comfortable and successful in their home kitchens, we check in with America's Test Kitchen. This week, managing producer Sally Swift catches up with Lisa McManus. She heads up their equipment testings and ingredient tastings.
Hey, Lisa McManus. Good to have you back.
It's great to be here.
I'm cashing in on my influence here, and I have a question, a personal question for you.
Okay.
I have a friend who is a great baker with a birthday coming up. Do you have any thoughts on like a piece of kind of sneaky, smart, inexpensive equipment I could pick up for him for his birthday?
Well, one of the favorite things that we found, one of the things that I love the best, is portion scoops. These things
what?
Are great. Yeah, right? Like the lunch lady, the dishers. They're just some people think of them as ice cream scoops, but there's so much more.
Tell me how you would use them.
Well, we use them for all kinds of things. Anytime you want something fast and uniform, when you want to scoop out something, generally something fairly soft and difficult to manage, otherwise it gets all sticky and all over everything. So cookie dough, muffin batter, potato salad, ice cream. But then for a smaller size, you can just portion out a whole bunch of cookie dough super fast. They all come out the same size, and they bake evenly, and they look professional. That's how they do it. That's the secret.
I'd never even thought about that. So what do we look for when buying a portion scoop for a friend?
Well, we tested a whole bunch of them, and we really found that some of them are super hard to squeeze. You feel like you're getting way too much hand exercise. It's exhausting, and it will wear you out before you get done with the cookie dough. Some of them are too loose, and that's actually a problem, too. The portion scoop is like a little round scoop with a sliding piece of metal that runs along the back of it as you squeeze, and that pushes whatever you scooped up out. And if it doesn't have enough tension, if the little piece of metal doesn't move smoothly, stuff doesn't, it goes in, but it won't come out. Or it comes out and it launches. Or it comes out and it mangles it on the way out.
Right.
There's a lot of ways they can fail. I mean, they all seem very similar, but there's different behaviors when you go to use them. And certain ones you just don't want. They're more work than they save you.
And is there a particular size that would work well if you were going to have one portion scoop in your house?
Well, I think personally, I mean, if you bake a lot of cookies, we looked at that size because we said, you know, that's when people are really doing large batches at the holidays or anytime you bake some cookies, you usually have a couple of dozen that you're working with. And you can really cut that time down and the labor down by great amounts. We did a test where we portioned the same dough with a tablespoon and with a portion scoop, and it took literally a third of the time. So, you know, before you're sick of it, you're done.
I can imagine that testing session with a stopwatch going, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. We timed it. And we also measured and weighed each cookie to see how they came out and whether they were even. And, you know, it's a lot easier to get a uniform cookie with a portion scoop. We found about a 3-tablespoon size is the best size. One of the things you have to look out for, though, is that these are professional tools, and they have sort of an unconsumer-friendly way of describing a lot of them. And they'll say it's a number 24 or something. What that means is if you have a level scoop, it will take 24 of those to fill a quart. Well, who can remember that, and who has any idea what that looks like if you're not in the professional baking world? So we looked at about 3-tablespoon size. Our favorite is a 3-tablespoon scoop, which is a great size for cookies, and it's called the OXO Good Grips Large Cookie Scoop. It's $15. It's a nice tension. I have one here.
Wow.
And it just feels great. Well, you can tell. It's kind of fun, right? Just snap, 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 and you can get your baking done really fast. The cookies come out perfect, the same size. They bake evenly. You don't get some that are burning while the other ones aren't done. It's great, and it's our secret weapon.
I think it's a great gift for someone who loves to bake. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Lisa McManus heads up equipment testings and ingredient tastings at America's Test Kitchen.